Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 7th of November, Anno Domini 2009, and you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 3 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, stuff you can use, a few things to lose, and here's something you can choose. The highly secretive anti-counterfeiting trade agreement, or ACTA, which has been drafted under non-disclosure agreements and given to different nations with watermarks in case they choose to leak it, has had parts of its internet chapter leaked this week and is already facing massive criticism from mostly everyone who has read its scary stuff. Under the new ACTA, the United States and the world should be prepared for the following. ISPs as watchdogs. ISPs will be forced to proactively police all user-contributed materials for copyrights. At this point, many of the world's most popular sites won't be able to exist as they do now, such as YouTube or PhotoBucket or Flickr, which will be impossible to regulate given that thousands upon thousands of videos and pictures are uploaded every hour. Three strikes. As in the UK and France, the three strikes piracy laws will be in effect, forcing ISPs to cut off multiple time offenders from the internet after two warnings. If you are accused, you do not receive counsel or a trial. There will be worldwide DMCA, Digital Millennium Copyright Act stuff. Notice and takedown letters must be adopted worldwide, requiring ISPs to take down any infringing material. There needs be no investigation, no evidence, no trial. If the material gets flagged, it must be taken down. And digital restriction management, full prohibitions on breaking DRM, no more fair use. Archival presentation, also known as backups, will be a thing of the past. This is just what we know so far. I can't imagine it could get any worse, though. You can read more at the Free Software Foundation. And once you do, whether you agree or disagree with it, make contact with your representatives and let them know how you feel, which Steve will be putting up some information on that in just a moment. But before we do, I should tell you what our poll of the week is. If you go to soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, you can participate in our poll. And the poll this week is the ACTA Act. And the choices are, I've written to my representatives, and I willingly participate in the stripping away of my freedoms. Once you're done voting, I know you'll have something more to say about this. So if you look at the little yellow box underneath, you can click on Give Us Your Opinion, and it will take you to my website, asknick.com.
That's asknick.com.
And you'll be able to put in your opinion, as so many other people have already done. Do that. Steve's going to put up some more information about it and where to get hold of your local representatives and whatever else you want to do. But this is pretty draconian, and I'm personally not impressed.
And it's turning ISPs and customs agents and border patrols into copyright watchdogs that,
right,
you know, instead of watching for people trying to smuggle bad things, you know, they're trying to make sure you haven't stolen that last song.
In other words, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Right. And how do you prove that anyway? You can have an iPod, MP3 player, Zune, any type of thing, even a CD with legally purchased songs. How do you prove they're legally purchased unless you carry the receipt with you?
Right.
And receipts can be easily faked.
Yeah.
So even the receipt doesn't help.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting. And, of course, this is only the part we know. We don't know what even the rest of it has. But the United States is not only a signatory of this, but a big push behind it. So it's going to be interesting to see where this all ends up coming out in the wash, as we say. So if you're interested in talking about this, you can give us a call. The number is 966-5299 or outside the 585 area code, 800-790-0415. Now, that's where you call to talk to us. We have nobody to answer phones except Dave today. So please, and I know this is going going to be a little odd for us to say, please don't call us to make a pledge, although the pledge drive is still on. But because you are computer people, you know that you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We're about $5,000 away from our goal. We were kind of hoping, as a station, we were kind of hoping to hit it last week, even the week before, but it hasn't happened yet, and so we need you to call in. For those of you who have been feeling guilty all week that you have not yet become a member of jazz901.org and are leeching off of those who have, now is your chance to square with your conscience and give a pledge at jazz901.org. In the meanwhile, we're on to the phones, and our first caller, and I know this is going to be a shock to all of you, is Linda from Greece. Welcome, Linda. How are you this week?
Hi. Why is it a shock that I'm number one?
It's never. You're always number one.
Okay. Two questions, quick questions. First, I don't have a credit card. How can I contribute to Jazz 90.1 if I don't have a credit card?
I suspect. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is what you can do is you can go online, and they have a pledge form that you can print off, I do believe.
Uh-huh.
And just mail that in with your check.
Okay. Second thing, Nick.
Yes,
I found the CDs to the Mac laptop. How do I get them to you?
Any one of a dozen ways, but let's talk offline. You can mail them to me. I can come and pick them up. You can drop them off if you're around.
Yeah, I mean, I could drop them off to you guys, where you are now, but I don't know how I would get in to give them to you.
Right. Well, you pretty much couldn't, so that's not going to work. But
during the week, Dave, and he can give them to you. Yeah.
That's perfect. If you're up by Dave's, you can drop them off to him. I appreciate that.
I got to call Nick and all that.
I appreciate that, Linda. Thank you.
Okay, one more thing and then I'll get off. I'm hesitant to buying Windows 7 computer because I heard there's a lot of problems. Is that true?
No.
Yes and no. There are some problems. Most of those problems are caused by upgraders because, as I've said so many times, if there's any small problem in the registry, it gets magnified by the next version of Windows. And that's absolutely as true of Windows 7 as it has been of every other version. But if you're buying a new machine with Windows 7 in it, the likelihood of any sort of problem, including driver problems and everything else, are really, really minimal. So, yeah, I don't see that as being a major problem.
That's where any of the issues that we've run into so far are strictly folks that haven't listened and that getting all the drivers together and making sure that all the equipment that they have in the current machine is going to work with Windows 7. Because there are, minimum requirements, just right down to the processor. Because I had somebody who had a 98 machine, said, I want to put, Windows 7 on it. I go, it ain't happening.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a lot of things like RoboForm, which is a password thing. I've got a lot of things. Would I have any problem putting that on Windows 7?
Well, that's the big thing with people upgrading. Is
you got to check it all
You
out.
Have to check all of those sites.
Yep. And now, if you're upgrading from Windows 7, you're basically wiping the machine out, so you're going to have to reinstall everything anyway.
No, if I bought a brand new machine to put this thing out, would I have any problems?
Again, you're going to have to check each of those programs to make sure that they're compatible with Windows
7. Nobody's
going to
promise that old programs will work under Windows 7.
Is there a list anywhere?
I haven't seen a definitive list.
No. I just found one for Snow Leopard. Mac people are running into the same issue now. What programs work under 10.6? And I just found a program from the wiki folks.
There are so many tens of thousands of programs.
Right, so it searches the major programs.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Linda.
Yep. So, before you do any upgrade of the OS or even applications, you need to check with the manufacturer of that software to see if it's compatible with what you're upgrading to or from.
Right. All right. Steve, are you getting these things?
Yeah, they're already on.
All right, excellent. All that stuff is online. Our next caller is Larry. Larry, where are you calling from?
Spencerport.
And what can we do to make you a happy man?
I've just noticed on my laptop and my desktop, probably in the last maybe 2 months, anytime I go to Windows Explorer, I have it Windows XP, it's extremely slow. The CPU, anytime I click on a folder, the CPU usage goes up to 100%, and it takes a very long time to switch between folders.
Of course, you've danced the tango?
Yes.
With what antivirus program are you running?
Computer Associates.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to answer that or
Norton.
Norton. Yeah. What's likely happening is that you have the on-demand antivirus software checked so that it is every single time you load anything, it checks it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I don't run Computer Associates, so I'm not sure how you do this, but there should be somewhere in there where you can go in and say, create a database of all the programs I've already checked. And then what it'll do is it checks them when you load them, or it checks them when it does its system check. And then whenever you go to load something, it just looks to see if it's changed. If it's not changed, it doesn't bother to check it again.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I don't know where you do that or if you can do that in CA, but I hope you can.
Do other browsers work faster?
I only use Firefox. I don't try anything else.
No, I'm sorry. But did you say Windows Explorer or Internet Explorer?
Windows Explorer.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, the desktop.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
For opening your folders. Yeah, that's yeah. Yes.
Well, yeah, and you're going to also want to watch, see what else is being loaded in your startup toolbar.
Yeah. That's one way to test if it is the CA software slowing you down is to temporarily disable it and see if the speed comes up.
Yeah, I tried, that was one of the last things I did. I've been clearing everything else out, and everything else is pretty...
Yeah, pretty bare.
Well, make sure that you've turned off the on-demand checking.
Okay, I'll look for that then.
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much.
No, thank you. That's one of the things that we're finding with any of them
mm-hmm.
nowadays.
Yep.
The real problem is that there are so many viruses and so many problems that it's important to do something like on-demand scanning, but unfortunately, on-demand scanning slows your system down. It's excellent if you've got like a quad-core 3 gigahertz super machine, but on a kind of a normal computer, it's going to slow you down. Of course, most of the time these guys don't build their stuff for normal machines. They build it for the very high-end machines.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I actually turned off, and there's no reason to have it on, but I turned off on-demand scanning on my Linux box, too, because it does. It slows it down just ever so little
mm-hmm.
on this machine, ever so little, but I don't care. I don't want it slowed down. At all. I'm not that,
and that
I'm checking things that I download. I'm checking things that I bring into my
exactly.
machine. I'm checking things that come into the browser. I don't need to also check the stuff that's been installed on my machine forever.
And you're running Linux.
And I'm running Linux, so it's less likely.
Even less right. of an issue.
Not unlikely, just less,
less likely.
I'm not that smug.
Yeah, the ads are in your favor, but
yeah.
it's just...
Right. But I am depressed.
Uh-oh.
The Droid came out yesterday, and I can't have one. I'm very depressed about this. Well,
you can.
I can.
You
I just have
not
to pay $600 yeah. for it. Exactly.
Yeah. But is yep. that the price that they're asking for here in Rochester? Quite often, you know what they say, the average price
right.
is.
And well, that's the
Rochester market.
Well, that's the off-contract plan. The way right. the cell phone industry works is you get a huge discount when you sign up for a contract because you're committing to paying them $2,000-$3,000. Over
right,
the next
right,
2 years.
Right, right. Well, I'm with Verizon
yep.
already, and they have a plan they call one every two. Every 2 years, you can get a new phone. I won't be able to get a new phone at the cheap price until the end of next July, so I'm having to wait for my Droid. It is killing me. It's a beautiful machine. One of the guys who works for me, he and his wife both got them because their plan was up, Friday. It was perfect
oh,
for them. It was
timing.
Really perfect for them. So they both got the phones, and I think I played with it more than he did. And then the battery wore out because he hadn't charged it up, so it was was done. But, it looks like a beautiful machine. I don't know that I like the keyboard that much, but I really haven't had a lot of time to play with it. I suspect you get used to it as you do with everything else. But the Droid looked awfully nifty. And like I said, I've been using a G1, an old developer phone from a friend of mine who is a developer. And I love what it can do. And that's only running 1.6 of Android, not Eclair, not Donut. Or maybe I'm running Donut and this other one runs Eclair or whatever the hell the names are. But Android 2.0 is on the Droid phone. And it's unbelievable. It's a beautiful phone. I'm very, very impressed.
Yeah, but what are the plans going for? How much is it?
$70 a month, $90 a month. You gotta get the data plan.
There's voice minutes, and there's texting, and there's data. The big thing with the smartphones, like the Droid and the BlackBerry and the iPhone, is the data network.
You got to get into the data, though.
Right,
to get one of those, though, you have to take the data.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the point of that is to surf the web and to look at web pages and email and get data.
The problem is not paying for that because I want that. Mm-hmm. That's not where where the problem comes in. The problem is I'm not also going to pay $600 for the phone.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
So if anybody at Verizon is listening.
But
be beta testers.
Just think about what a great thing it would be to give us guys these phones. Because we would be ambassadors for you. We would be using them. I personally would be using mine dang near constantly. You know? Seriously. Everybody would see it. Everybody would know I had it. So we, you know, just the sheer publicity factor alone. I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen, but there you have it. But they are nice phones. And the phone wars have already started. And it's a silly thing. It's a silly, silly thing. The iPhone is only available from one carrier. And if you're not going to switch, you're never going to get an iPhone anyway. So if you're already on Verizon or you don't want to go to AT&T, you decide to get a Droid phone, Apple hasn't generally lost a thing. God knows there's plenty of room in the market. AT&T themselves says that iPhones are only 10% of their market. So, in the overall world market, they're like 1/100th of 1/10th of 1%, right? So what the heck? I mean, there's plenty of room for everybody. It's that old story, it's not enough that I succeed, you must also fail. I don't see that as a viable need anymore. I think both of these phones can do well, and God bless them both. I don't really care. If you're happy with your iPhone or you think you got to have an iPhone, go get one. If you'd rather have a Droid, go get one. It's the same way I feel about operating systems. I'm not a religious fanatic when it comes to my operating system. If you're happy with Windows, God bless you. If you're happy with your Linux, God bless you. If you're happy with your Mac, God bless you. I'm happy with Linux. I don't need for everybody else to use it. I don't care. And this whole, the iPhone is better because it's white. I don't care. Yeah, whatever your silly reason is, I don't care. The Droid is better because it's squarer. I don't care.
It's a tool. It doesn't mean a thing to me. Use whatever tool works for you.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's I don't know. It's a tough thing. I really want one. But that's just me. All right. Apparently I did a rant this week. I don't know where that came from. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. And please, please, please remember, make your pledge. We need your dollars. The folks here have been kind enough to let us on the air. Now it's up to you to prove that you're glad we're here. Jazz901.org. Back in just a couple of minutes with Sound Bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Celebrating 20 years on air, Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by the following underwriter support.
Chicago, the musical. See it live at the Auditorium Theater, November 10th through the 15th. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. Chicago, the musical, hotter than ever.
Ready to transform yourself from a listener to a member? Call 966-5299 and make your pledge now to Jazz 90.1. That's 966-JAZZ. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
This is station manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 fall membership campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Joe Williams and the Count Basie Orchestra, Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins, George Shearing, Karen Allison, and more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune into Jazz 90.1, you're choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member and choose to renew your membership now. Please call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free to 1-800-790-0415. Please support Jazz 90.1 and jazz901.org.
Hello, this is Joelle Van Buren. Join me weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 23 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. All right, you guys heard it. Our fearless leader, Rob Linton, just a few minutes ago, talking about the pledge drive. We're so close to our goal. We are so close. And we would love it if you folks would call in. You know the numbers. It's 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Also toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Equally, perhaps even more importantly, you can pledge online at jazz901.org. We're not looking for $1 million from each of you. We're looking for what you can afford. Yes, we do have membership levels all the way from $35 up to $1,000, but you can pledge anything you like. And the first person who pledges the full $5,000 that we still need will personally get me and Dave and Steve coming to your house to serenade you in three-part harmony.
Yeah, and we'll have supervised Rob cutting their lawn.
And we'll supervise Rob cutting your lawn just once. But I think it's well worth $5,000. You do have to provide the beer. $5,000 and beer. But it's got to be good beer.
That may be shoveling your driveway pretty soon.
Pretty soon, but we're waiting.
We had a little snow this week and then this south of the thruway.
Shut up.
I keep saying just move the thruway farther south.
The snow always falls up to the, you know how they say north of the thruway? Yeah. I've always said this. Move the thruway up to the lake. Then we don't get any snow. It works for me.
But we just got to remind folks, though, you know, it's like you said, it's due to Rob and giving us the opportunity to still be on the air.
It's all Rob's fault.
And I mean the benefits. I mean, one, it's a tax write-off, so you win there. You turn around and there's, depending on your pledge level, you get some great gifts. You get the membership card, which entitles you to discounts to the various supporters of Jazz 90.1.
And I was just about to say that. That's the coolest thing. Any level from $35 on up, and you get the membership card. And that membership card, it's not just the satisfaction, the deep and abiding, smug feeling you get. Even those of you without iPhones can have that, and you stinking droid people, can have the smug feeling of knowing that you're part of the club. There's a bunch of places. I even recognize one of them on this list. If you go to jazz901.org/membercard-discounts, or just go to jazz901.org and click on the member card menu choice, you'll see a whole bunch of places that give you discounts when you show them your card.
And the newest one is?
And the newest one, right at the top of the list, is someplace called Enright PC Management Services out there. And I don't know who they are, but, you know, God bless them. Exactly. And a whole bunch of places. If you can't find someplace here that you'd like to spend your money, you're just not paying attention. This is great. There's a bunch of great places on here. So just any membership, and I guarantee you, if you get out at all, you're going to more than make back your money.
Like I say, it's a win-win situation all the way around. You're getting free computer advice, 2 hours every Saturday.
Yep.
52 weeks out of the year. Unless Christmas or New Year's falls on a Saturday is about the only time we wouldn't be here. But otherwise, we're here every week giving you uninterrupted, no sports delay or anything else, computer information, a lot of computer fun, the discount, the tax write-off. I mean, you know, you just can't go wrong for any dollar amount. And, you know, even at $35, I believe that's, what, 10 cents a day?
Yeah. I did this last week. If you pay $35... $1,000, even if you just count, let's say you're one of the few people who never listens to jazz. And I know that's not true for most of you, because it's well correlated that the genius level IQs that listen to this show are also the same sort of people who listen to jazz. We know that. But if you only ever listen to this show and you pledge at the $35 level, it's only 67 cents a show per year. 67 cents a show. Now, I think personally that we're worth 67 cents. I don't know about you, but that's what I think. And that's only 34 cents an hour. The last time you could get anything for 34 cents an hour, it was 1912. Let's say you charge it to $50 level. It's still less than a buck a show every week. Less than a buck a show. That's 48 cents an hour. It's ridiculous. $100, still less than $2 a show. Honestly, seriously, you don't think we're worth $2? This show isn't worth, you get $2. Last week, somebody called up Dave and just told him she was laughing so hard.
Oh, yeah, she just about peed her pants.
Dave was talking about having been stopped by a police officer who had heard on the show that he had a certain type of dog and wanted to breed his dog with Dave's dog. And I said, I'm here, I'm sorry, a cop pulled you over for a canine booty call? And we went off on that and we were chit-chatting about it. The lady said she was laughing so hard she had to squeeze her legs together.
Yeah, she's just about Peter Pan.
I cannot believe that kind of entertainment isn't worth $2 a week.
And we don't rehearse that.
Sometimes we don't even know what we said after the show. We have no idea. So and the reality is, and let me get serious about this for a minute. Rob's taken a big chance on us. They've never had a call-in show on this station before. They've only done music shows. And Rob is taking a big chance on this. And I think it's up to us now, and I'm being very serious about this, I think it's up to us to show the folks at Jazz 901 that we are grateful for this opportunity to get back on the air. And Dave and Steve and I can thank him all we like and all of that stuff. But what it really comes down to, and I hate to be crass about it, is dollars. We would love for you to call in and tell us that you appreciate this show by making a pledge. The $35 level, $10, I don't care how much you pledge. Pledge something. There isn't a single human being out there who can't afford a buck somewhere. And if you listen to this show every week, every single week, at the $35 level, it's only 67 cents a show. At the $50 level, it's only 96 cents a show. You'd have to give us over $500 before it became more than 10 bucks a show. That's movie ticket prices. You know, $365 level. It's a buck a day for the station, $7 a piece. $7 a show, $7.02 a show. You can't go to a movie for that price. Unless you're one of those people who goes to the $2 movie. How much is the movie?
Yeah, but
10?
They still get you at the counter. You know.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Let's say you're not doing anything else. How much is the movie's 10 these days? $2 to get in? $3?
It's depends on the day. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
50 cent Mondays.
I don't 50 cent Mondays. That. Yeah. That's the $35 level.
Yep. You know what I heard
$2,
though?
That's the $100 level.
You know what I heard though?
I don't know. What did you hear?
They're talking in them now.
In the movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to wait till they're in color. Then I'll go.
You mean they're not?
Wait, I'll wait for that. They are? Holy cow. But seriously, there's almost no reason not to make the pledge and prove to the folks at this station that you appreciate the fact that we're back on the air. People all the time stop us. When are you guys coming back on the air? Well, we are back on the air. Oh, yeah. Great. Or, well, I'm so glad you guys are back on the air. We're so happy. Well, you know, I try to just say thank you, but what I want to say is then pledge. Prove to these folks that we're worth keeping on the air, because you know the way the world works. And if we can prove to them that people are listening and that people are enjoying it, and whether you're listening live or you're listening on the stream, you need to make that pledge now and show that you appreciate the fact that we're back on the air doing what we do. And the only way to do that is to give us a call at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. For Pete's sake, if you're going to call, please be patient. Dave's the proverbial one-arm paper hanger right now. So it's 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Outside the 585 area code, it's 800-790-0415. That's toll-free for all of Dar's Canadian friends. You know you're listening. I have no idea why you're not calling in.
It may not be toll-free in Canada. Sometimes the 800 numbers don't cross the border.
In that case, it's only a tiny little additional contribution.
It's worth it.
It takes less than 2 minutes to become a member. How much can that cost you? Of course, you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Whichever method you take, please call in. Please pledge. Please click on the link. Please pledge. We need your dollars. This station gets no money anywhere else. There's no federal dollars, no state dollars, no county dollars, no city dollars. We aren't getting a bailout from anybody but you. And we need you to give us a call at 966-JAZZ, 800-790-0415, or securely online at jazz901.org. When they say member supported, they ain't kidding. This is the only money that they get, and in order to get that money, we need you to give us a call. We're so close. Even if you only listen via the podcast, there are some of you who are listening to this, and it's Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. It doesn't matter. If you pledge online in the comment form, say this is for sound bites, we'll get it. We will. They'll give it to us. Nobody cheats here. You can give us the money, say it's for sound bites, and it'll come to us. So don't wait around. The sooner we get the pledges, the sooner we stop talking about this. It's that simple. It's cause and effect. There are a bunch of people who really hate the fact that we keep talking about member supported. Well, if you pledge, we stop talking. That's how it works.
And if you don't pledge, the station stops.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. All right. Yeah. This is what it sounds like when you don't pledge. Yeah. Now multiply that by 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yep. That's what happens.
And to be one of 9 jazz stations still available.
In the world.
Yeah, I mean.
And we're the only station that carries sound bites.
And the only station also that when it comes to jazz, they actually do live concerts here.
Nobody else does that.
No, they don't. They're always usually pre-recorded.
Well, 2 weeks ago in our studios, they had this concert come in, and we taped this. And
no, they bring it to you live.
And they provide venues for us to get out into the public and talk to people.
Yes.
We've done that more since we got here than we ever did before on any station.
And God bless Laura Lynn. I mean, she's already got, you know, other things that she wants us to do next year so we can get out and meet the people.
That's right.
Instead of being just tucked away here in this studio, we're going to actually get out there and folks can swing by and, you know, say hello. You know, we can autograph shirts and everything else.
For those of you who came to the 20th anniversary party, do you think that was free? Do you think some things, yes, we absolutely admit it. We talked about the things that were donated, but not everything was. The station, we've only been on the station for, what, a couple of months at that point, and people actually, they stepped up and said, we're glad they're here, let's throw a party. And they threw the party for us. Now's our chance to say we appreciate that party. We appreciate what you folks have done for us. So please give us a call, 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, securely online at jazz901.org. You can also call us, and we'll talk to you about computer questions, just like Bill did. Bill, where are you calling from?
Pittsford.
Pittsford.
Yes. I have a problem, Nick, and I just want to try and clarify it. I use a computer at work, which is very, very secure because we've got great security people here.
Yep.
For my emails. At home, I have a Mac, an OS about 5 years old, never been upgraded. I have no email address. It's a secondary one. My wife, we're with Time Warner. She has a Mac upstairs. I have a Mac downstairs. She gets all her emails and all her programs upstairs. I don't run any real programs. I just visit websites and retail websites make purchases and surf the web for different information. That's all I do.
Okay.
Now, because I go to some of these retail sites, I have of course, account numbers, so forth and so on. How secure is that computer at home?
Fairly.
fairly?
Yeah, the computer itself is pretty secure. There are a couple of assumptions you have to make here. If they're set up this way, Macs can automatically share things like internet connections or connect in the background. So if something somehow got into your wife's machine, it could jump to your machine. So you want to make sure that your two machines are not connected wirelessly or any of that nonsense.
Yeah, we're both wireless.
You can disable your sharing services in the sharing system preference.
Right.
So that nothing can get into your computer.
On both machines, you should disable the sharing.
Where would I disable sharing?
In the sharing system preference.
You go into system preferences, right?
Okay.
Under settings, under system preferences, there's one for sharing. Turn that off.
Okay.
On both machines. Now, the second part is you're secured from your end.
Mm-hmm.
You're not secure from the other end, right?
All right.
First, you have to make sure that you have encryption turned on whenever you type your credit card numbers into your web browser. And you know how that, you can see the little lock.
Right.
Right. That helps you know you're secure. The real question is how secure, because there are multiple levels of encryption and you can't necessarily tell that.
And the big thing is with phishing and spoofing attacks, where you think you're at the Citibank website or you think you're at the PayPal website and you aren't really. We've been hearing this week Facebook or MySpace, right. We've been hearing this week there's been a surge in fake Roadrunner messages coming from supposedly Roadrunner support saying there's a problem in your account. So you have to be very vigilant about typing addresses yourself or using bookmarks you've originally typed yourself and not clicking links on places you're not sure of.
Okay.
And once you've given your credit card number out to anybody, you've lost control of that number.
Right. Okay.
Now,
check your bill every day.
Check your bill every day.
Every week at least.
There are a number of banks that are beginning to issue one-time numbers. You can usually go online to the bank and, again, make sure you're at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And you can request a one-time credit card number that you can use to make a purchase. And once that purchase is done, that number is done. It links back to your card, but the other end never gets your card. So if your bank does that, you should let it happen. And I'm afraid we got to take a break now, Bill.
One very, very quick question.
Yeah.
Most of my business is done with brokerage accounts.
Same thing. Make sure.
We got to go. Right. We'll answer that question when we come back. Back in just a couple of minutes.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
America's longest-running computer show, Sound Bites, celebrating 20 years.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by the following underwriter support.
Chicago, the musical. See it live at the Auditorium Theater November 10th through the 15th. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. Chicago, the musical, hotter than ever.
Call your pledge to Jazz 90.1 now by calling 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Havana Mo's, located at 125 East Avenue in the East End. One of the only legal smoking bars in the city, Havana Mo's features the East End Jazz Boys live every Saturday night from 9:30 to 2 a.m. For more information, you can call 325-1030.
Hi, this is Charles Benoit. Join me and the entire Smart Set tonight from 5 to 6 right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 41 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. And to answer Bill's last part of his question about brokerage accounts, Steve was just saying it's the same thing.
Yeah, anytime you type a web address, you want to make sure you're typing the whole web address and not clicking a link in an email or clicking a link that might be from a fake website. We sort of have to start getting into the habit now of typing https://, to go to our banks, PayPal login, Gmail login, you know, any of your email.
Right, that S stands for secure.
Secure, anywhere you're going to type in a username and password. Because there's issues where the first page of say, a bank or email login, something like that, isn't secure, because it doesn't really need to be. The login needs to be secure. But if that first page has already been compromised, the secure login doesn't matter.
Right.
So you want to go to a secure page to do your logins.
And in addition, that whole brokerage thing, the same thing applies, Bill, because you never know until you actually, you know, something happens as to whether or not your card has been compromised.
Right. And it's almost a shame, but we're better security-wise to have individual programs for everything we want to log into. But that's more hassle for the user to install all these programs, compatibility issue between all these programs, and that adds more complexity, which is right. Weakens security.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say this. We talked earlier about the ACTA Act, and now the other side of the coin, Bill, you'll be very interested in this, a sweeping new bill that would implement a national standard for data protection and breach notification got a boost of support on Thursday from the Senate Judiciary Committee. The committee approved the Personal Data Privacy and Security Act of 2009, S-1490, for those of you who want to look it up. By a vote of 15-5, the bill is now headed to the full Senate for consideration. If the bill becomes law, this bill, which was introduced by Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat of Vermont, would require companies and government agencies to follow specific rules for protecting sensitive and personally identifiable data. The bill would introduce a federal breach notification standard under which companies would be required to notify not just individuals affected by a data breach, but also in some cases credit reporting agencies and the U.S. Secret Service. It would establish a new Office of Federal Identity Protection within the Federal Trade Commission and stiffen penalties for identity theft and related fraud. The law would also provide notification exemptions for companies that have taken adequate measures, such as encryption, to protect sensitive data. Companies would also not be required to immediately disclose a breach if it would hinder a criminal investigation, but such exemptions would need to be vetted by the Secret Service. The law provides for penalties against executives of companies that willfully conceal a data breach. If approved, S-1490 would likely exempt similar data protection laws that have been passed already in 46 states. Most security analysts have been calling for such a federal bill, arguing that it would be easier for companies to comply with one national law rather than a patchwork of 46 state laws. Several attempts at passing similar legislation over the past 3 years have failed, however, and it remains unclear whether S-1490's fate will be any different. Growing concerns related to ID theft and the criminalization of cyberspace have added an element of urgency to the bill. So, our question to you, how do you feel about a national data protection law? Give us a call. In the 585 area code, it's 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Completely coincidentally, those are also the numbers you need to call to become a member of Jazz 90.1. You can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Let's do ourselves proud and prove to Rob that he did the right thing by bringing us on board, because it's time for you to do the right thing and become a member of Jazz 90.1.
He was kind to me this time.
Was he?
Yeah. He let me know that he was coming into the board.
Oh, that's nice.
Ahead of time.
So that when stuff started happening behind you, you were at least semi-aware.
Yeah, just to let folks in on some of the humor that we're laughing about here is taking over the board, you know, I'm sitting here running things and want to make sure that I don't hit the wrong buttons and all that other stuff, which I'm pretty comfortable with. But we're just sitting here doing the show, and then all of a sudden I start seeing screens change and everything else, and it's like, oh.
Remote access.
Yeah, that's Rob just logging in and doing some work from home, and it's like, darn, I wish he told me, because, you know, I'm slowly tweaking out here and that, and it's like, oh, all right.
Yeah, going back to the news story a second, I'd be worried of a single federal database of identity information being one giant target.
Yeah.
Well, it's already out there.
And there's 46 states with identity laws. What are the four states that don't have identity laws?
And are we living in one?
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, though, it's, you know, again, some third world country wound up cracking it. You
right.
Know, some third
yeah.
world hacker that sit there and say, like, they're going to be prosecuted? I don't think so. Most likely.
Yep.
Ain't going to happen.
I have to stop for a second and talk about Google. The Google homepage all this week is having Google Doodles in honor of Sesame Street. It's been pretty cool.
Big Bird.
It's the 40th Oscar, anniversary of Sesame Street, yeah.
I like this page intentionally left blank.
Where do you see this?
The first time you go to it, you get this page intentionally left blank, and then when you go back, it isn't blank anymore.
Oh, I haven't seen that in forever. I don't know why.
Yeah. Go to the page without moving your cursor. But yeah, so it's, all the characters have been replacing the O's in Google. All the googly eyes or the L's, Big Bird's legs were the
Big
L's.
Big Bird's legs were the L's, yeah.
Going back to one the other story, so about, and one of the other questions with Windows 7 again, you know, I can't impress on folks enough. Because we had, like I said, we had one person come in with a Windows 98 machine, and they wanted to go to Windows 7. You know, it's not that I'm trying to be mean. And
well, you could. New logic board, new CPU, new RAM, new... You probably could have no. You couldn't use the case anymore because you need the 12V for the P4 chip.
That's what you try to tell them.
And well, you could use the case, but new power supply. Here you go.
And then they sit there and say, "So what are you doing? Running some scam?"
Right, because you run Microsoft and you're forcing them to upgrade. Yeah. That's right. It is your fault, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank heaven they noticed that.
They did wait 10 years to upgrade.
Oh, and then
well, and that's just the thing. My computer's only 10 years old. What are you running a scam? It's like my car's 11 years old and it still runs, but not like it used to. And I'm certainly not going to be drag racing with it.
You
and
still so have crank Windows?
No, I don't have crank
I wish
Windows.
Those.
I still have a crank on the front.
Yeah. Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, the reality is the world moves on, folks. I've been saying it for the 20-plus years we've been on the air. The price of poker keeps going up. If you want to move to the newest operating system under Windows, you're going to pay more money. The same thing is true on the Mac. Mac doesn't run on 10 years. The OS 10 Snow Leopard Point J left elbow doesn't run on 10-year-old equipment. Get over it.
We had a customer this week brought in a 98 machine to upgrade to Snow Leopard, and that was a little tricky converting their XS 95 into something a little more modern.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Don't expect these guys to have 10-year-old programs sitting around to do conversion with.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen. And
it's not their fault that you haven't changed your data set in 10 years.
Oh, the other one that really ticks me off, that folks will sit there, and I had another one come in. This, you know, the past couple of weeks, they come in and, you know, we got to reload the operating system. So you go ahead and you get ready to do that. And then you ask them, well, where's your CDs? Well, don't you have all that? Do you know how many different machines and combinations there are? Well, it's a Dell.
No.
Even the same model of Dell could use different disks than another of the same model.
When you get a computer, you get CDs with it.
Or
that's not an accident.
Or there's a program that runs the first time you turn the machine on, and it says, make your own CDs.
Right, and that's
more
likely.
Annoying.
And that's not an accident. Take the 10 minutes and the 50 cents worth of CD to make a CD, because 4 years from now, you're going to be blaming Dave because you were too lazy.
Yeah. I remember when Windows 98 came out, CompUSA was selling a Windows 95 backup kit so you can upgrade to 98. It was a box of 20 floppies.
Yep. All right, our next caller is Edward. Where are you calling from, Edward?
In Henrietta.
Henrietta, New York.
Yeah, I'm glad I found you guys again. I was talking to
All your friends
that used to do, I think, some programming. And we're talking about, you know, if you buy a one of these computers with all the say at the big box store, they always try to sell you the anti-spyware, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And he said, oh, no. He said, I don't think you need that. He said, if you use, I said, well, wait a minute, what about the email? He said, if you use, say, like Yahoo or somebody like that, that's already pre-protected and you don't need any.
Next contestant.
Right.
Well, they do antivirus protection while the mail is passing. Which is correct. Viruses are a very small part of an overall security threat.
Very little nowadays.
Right, because email programs and email servers scan for viruses. So email is getting to be a very minor virus a vector these days.
Which is not to say you shouldn't protect yourself.
Right.
More importantly, go ahead.
I'll say there are commercial options. Norton and McAfee have been the two big commercial options for years. And they have their good points and they have their bad points. We're seeing a new resurgence in good free options, and we've talked about them in the past and have them on our Security Tango site. And the big thing in the Windows world now is that Microsoft has finally released a free antivirus, anti-spyware program, Microsoft Security Essentials. And we're just waiting for Symantec and McAfee to to sue Microsoft for killing their businesses.
Yeah, right.
Because if you can get it for free, why would you pay for it from them?
Well, but that's been true of AVG right. and Avast.
But
and-
that is one of the reasons that PCs are generally a little less expensive is they come with a demo, typically a 30 or 60-day demo of an antivirus program. So that company has paid the computer company a few dollars to put their software on it.
But so it's only a demo, so after 60 days it goes dormant.
And then you're supposed to buy the full version yourself.
Right.
Who was it? Was it Dell that said if we didn't put all that demo software, the computers would be $200 or $300 more?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are the basic things? Because they like to say a lot of bells and whistles. Should you just have like a basic spyware and a anti-cookies,
generally speaking, what you want to do is make sure that your computer, your browser, warns you every time it's going to get a cookie,
mm-hmm.
right? So that you can decide yay or nay. I know that's annoying, but you know what? If you can either be secure or not secure, don't whine to me about
it. No, that's all right. They can be not secure.
Right, because then
Steve
you make money.
Steve and I
right.
appreciate the business.
You guys make money. You should also make sure that you are indeed running something, an antivirus program. You should also scan your system regularly by dancing the security tango for additional antivirus and, you know, for additional viruses and other types of malware. You want to make sure, do your due diligence whenever you go to a site where they're going to ask you for private information. Make sure you're on that site. There are Firefox plugins that will help you with that. So those are the kind of things that you need to be aware of. And no matter what antivirus program you use, you have to worry about clicking on links. You have to worry about if somebody sends you a picture, is there a virus in it that wasn't caught?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be very, very careful of everything.
And then on the other side of the coin, if from the retail standpoint, if you know I'm selling you a computer, the more I can sell you, the longer my business is going to stay open.
Sure.
Right. So, but in addition, there's you use Facebook or you use Twitter, and somebody says, "Wow, check out this link." You click on it, and bang, you get a virus that has nothing to do with your email.
Gotcha. Okay, that's what I thought. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Edward. Our next call, wait, is this a...
That's a pledge. We have to thank an individual.
Oh, I see. He made a pledge.
Yes.
Oh, I'm very excited. Dave from Rochester has pledged. Thank you, Dave. Thank you so very much. We are thrilled and delighted that you have seen fit to become the
One
newest
family.
Member. To become the newest member of member-supported Jazz 90.1, and that you have stepped up to the line and told the folks at WGMC, thank you,
Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1. I can never remember the call letters. I know that's very bad, but I can't remember them. I don't care. Jazz 90.1, that you've stepped up to the plate and told these folks, thank you so much for bringing Sound Bites back on the air and giving them a home. We are back on the air. You may have noticed that it is sports season, and we have not been preempted by anything for anybody.
Not the World Series?
Not the World Series. We won't be interrupted for football, basketball, tiddlywinks, hockey, mumbly peg, anything. And that's because the folks here at Jazz 90.1 have brought us on board. All we do is a couple of times a year, we come and ask you to show your appreciation for that in a monetary fashion. And Dave has stepped up to the line. So thank you so much, Dave, for your pledge of support. We are both thrilled and delighted. Thank you.
We got a few minutes. Going back to what I was originally starting to travel off on there. Is, you know, the number of folks right now that they've got to be very concerned. I can't stress this enough. Yep. They're going to take their current machine, check it out. If they, you know, what they've got in the machine and whether it's going to handle Windows 7. Because there are specific, you know, requirements. Like I said, going back to this client, they had Windows 98. To sit there and, you know, do this, there was no way. I told them, you know, you got to buy a new machine. But it's serving me well. Then fine. keep with that machine. But I don't have the protection.
And you know what?
It's a double-edged sword.
Microsoft has a product called the Windows 7 Upgrade Advisor. You download it from Microsoft, you run it, and it tells you if your PC can run Windows 7. It scans your hardware, all the devices you've got installed, all the programs, talks to you about compatibility issues, talks about how to resolve any potential issues, recommends what to do before you upgrade, and it tells you what you need to know. Now, the thing you have to remember, of course, is that those will end up telling you the minimum requirements, because mm-hmm. Microsoft really wants you to upgrade. So it will tell you, yes, you can upgrade. Now, are you going to be happy with that experience once you've upgraded? It may not be true if you've got a lower end or marginal machine, but they'll tell you you can upgrade anyway. The real truth is you want to talk to somebody like Dave. Dave's not going to steer you wrong, because Dave and Steve are faces to look at when you've got a problem. If you're buying a machine from California, they don't care if you're any good or if the machine is any good or it's going to work for you. They're never going to see you face to face. They're never going to have anything to do with you. And it's only when you have a local person like Dave or Steve where you can go right back to them, look them in the face and say, you sold me junk. And they're not going to do that because, frankly, they're both lazy. They don't want to see you any more often than they have to. And they don't want to do any work for you that they don't have to. So when they sell you something, it's going to be a good quality product that does the job you asked it to do. And that's what you get when you buy locally. So when somebody says you need this to run it, you can believe them.
Well, on my rant, I got a good story to tell you about another good reason to buy locally.
Mm-hmm. And it's something we
they're gonna
always
want to stick around for the second hour when we get into the rant, and I'll go off on that.
All right, we will do a rant when we come back on the other side of the news. I know a lot of you look forward to the rant every day. People in the forum, I'm sure, are happy with that idea right now. But we're gonna take just a little break. It is the top of the hour, so we're gonna take a long break. And since the break's here like a minute and a half, we'll take 3 or 4 minutes and actually have time to breathe a little bit here. But we will be back on the other side, because the folks at member-supported Jazz 90.1 have given us a solid 2 hours every single week to bring you sound bites. And it's time for you to say thank you by giving us a call. 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 59 minutes after the hour, and we are the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Helping you with your computer questions for over 20 years. Sound bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece, Rochester. A public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
Why are flies so hard to swat? This is Sandra Tinglo with the lowdown on science, and with news that's sure to bug you. The fly's uncanny ability to evade a slapping hand has intrigued Caltech's Michael Dickinson for years. To put this pesky mystery to rest, he and grad student Gwyneth Card filmed captive fruit flies fleeing certain death. Actually, a harmless falling disc of felt-covered styrofoam, but scary. The film revealed a pest with a plan. The instant flies spot a potential threat, they crouch into a pose that, upon takeoff, will send them flying in the safest direction. Threat coming from behind, they shift their rocket launcher middle legs back and angle their bodies forward like a sprinter awaiting the gun. Literally facing danger, swing legs forward, lean back. In this way, they're ready and waiting well before any two-legged human giant waves a swatter. Dickinson suspects houseflies, mosquitoes, and other insects also employ a similar escape strategy. The findings reveal killer leg-eye coordination and a hitherto unappreciated sophistication of the inner workings of the fly brain. You can still hate them, though.
The Lowdown on Science online at lohdown.org. Produced by 89.3 KPCC and the California Institute of Technology and made possible by TIAA Craft.
See what I mean?
You're right. I'm really not the worst trumpet player in the world. Thanks, Dad.
Just keep practicing, son. You'll get it.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jazz 90.1 appreciates your support through membership. But did you know you can support Jazz 90.1 in other ways as well? For example, by donating your old vehicle. When you donate your old vehicle to Jazz 90.1, we receive cash and you get the tax deduction. We even come pick it up. To find out more, call 966-5299. When the time comes to change vehicles, think of Jazz 90.1 and call 966-5299.
Driving less? Vacationing close to home? These are things a lot of us do to use less gas. Some people are doing even more. They're working with local planners to create communities where jobs, schools, and public transportation are walkably close. Places where leaving the car at home is part of the plan. Learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org.
You can only reach certain people through things like Facebook and MySpace. So for radio, it's great because it pushes us up to a new level and really just opens up opportunities for us that we didn't have before.
New artists like These Green Eyes, reaching new audiences every day where it all happens. Radio. To learn more, go to RadioHeardHere.com.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
As folks know, that's our famous hairy leg. I had to jump on his case this week. He calls me. Of course, he had a question. That I was answering his computer question. He goes, "Wait a minute. How come I'm not on the shop answering machine?" I go, "Well, the answering machine died, and I haven't gotten around to it." He says, "Well, we'll have to fix that." Doesn't my answering machine, both of them, die and crank? I lose the messages on both, even the one upstairs where he was. So I emailed him back. I said, "Sure, you had to say something, and you messed up my answering machines. Now I need the voiceovers." So he's laughing. Now when you call either my house or my shop, you now hear Harry Lake.
Very nice. Very nice.
I read that Don LaFontaine, which was the movie voiceover guy that everyone,
in a world.
Yeah. You'd ask him to do an answering machine, and she'd say, "Yeah, sure. I can squeeze it in."
Yep, he was a nice guy.
So you could have Don LaFontaine in a world where Jim wasn't home.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've waited long enough. I believe it's that time once again. That's right, kiddies. Get your footy jammies on, grab a mug of hot cocoa, sit Indian style in a semicircle around the rocking chair, because if we can slap him awake, it's time for Story Hour with Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave? Uncle Dave!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had to thoroughly cool down after this one because, I try to work with people as much as I can.
Sure.
And I had this one client come in. And we did a bunch of work for him. We recovered a lot of photos and data moving stuff over.
But you didn't recover that one thing, did you?
No, we got everything, and told him, how we saved him quite a bit of money. And we also did up a quote for, a new machine.
Right.
Well, he comes in and he goes, "Well, heck with buying it there. I went over to this other local store and I got the machine. Why aren't you guys comparable with them?" I go, well, my machines carry a 3-year warranty. You know, well, yeah, I got the same thing. I said, local? Well, I got a 3-year warranty. And I'm trying to tell him, we also had in the price to move all his data, put all his programs back in. And I mean, this guy had a boatload. When I mean programs, I'm talking about a box that's, say, 12 by 12 with all these programs that he wanted reloaded.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he had to, and this goes back to your story, save a few bucks.
Yep.
He wound up going to this other place. And then he's got the audacity. He said, well, can you put these programs on there?
Well, the price just went up.
Yeah, no. Yes, I can, but now it's going to cost you money.
Yeah, and that should be covered under this part. I go, no.
No,
you asked for data recovery. We got it. Here's your CD. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He thought, no, well, that means we should put the data.
No,
You know, it's like, no, you got to reinstall the program. But that's going to take a lot of time. Yes, and that's what we did up in the quote. We said we'd put all these back on for you, get everything set up, your email, the whole thing. Yeah, but I'm going to lose all my emails. No, it's on that CD that we did for you.
Right. Go back to the other place where you got your support, you said.
Yeah.
And have them do it for you.
Yeah, the great 3-year plan, you know? And it's like, well, I don't know if they'll do that.
They probably won't.
We tried to tell you. Yeah.
Back when I used to sell computers, I've told this story before. Some guy came in every single day asking and asking and asking questions, trying to get me to go down in price, down in price. Finally, he comes in. He starts asking me questions. It's very clear he's bought a machine, and he can't figure out how to run it. So I said, now, wait a minute. Hold on now. Do you have a machine? He said, oh, yeah, I bought it down the road. Why'd you buy it from them? Well, it was $5. He told me this, $5 cheaper. I said, well, then go to them with these questions. He says, but they don't know anything. I said, that clearly was not worth $5 to you. So go away. I'm not answering any more of your questions. Well, that's just ridiculous. How big a chump does the guy think I am?
And if he asked, you might have dropped your price $5 back when we had margin.
Yeah, no, yes, I might, but I didn't. No, there was a point.
He got so annoying, yeah.
I told the guy, I said, look, if you want me to answer your questions, here's what you do. You return that computer, because I know that store, and they will give you a 10-day buyback. You return that computer, and you come and buy it from me. But I'll tell you right now, I won't give you a dollar discount. You will pay list price if you buy it from me. He says, but that's not fair. I said, I don't care about fair anymore. This is the way it's going to work. You've played me for a chump for the last month and a half, and I'm done with you. You bought your machine somewhere else. Go to them for support, or come and pay list price, because I know you will be a massive pain in my butt for the entire rest of the time.
Our hourly rate is X, and you're into me for $500 already.
He went and returned that machine and bought for me at list price, and I gave him excellent service for the next 5 years.
Well, that's what we try to stress with the folks, you know, to the local shops around Rochester. You're going to get that in-the-face experience where you go to the big, you know, chain stores and all that. They're just looking to push a computer out the door.
And if you're looking at a $500 computer and an $800 computer, they're not the same computer.
That's exactly right.
Sometimes even a $500 and a $600 computer, it's not the same computer.
Well,
there's differences.
Exactly right. The other thing is the quality of parts.
Right.
And this is where Nick, you know, was saying before. Yep. You and I don't want to see our customers back other than to, maybe get another machine, or they want to add more stuff to it.
Yeah.
That's when I want to see them.
A 3-year warranty isn't worth much if you have to replace pieces every 6 months.
Exactly. Right. You know, and which a lot of folks don't. This is the other thing. Oh, this was the other part of the rant that I wanted to go on to. You know, there's another big chain computer company out there that sells tons of computers.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, supposedly, they get the warranty.
Yeah.
You know, and they have their great warranty. Well, right. I had a client sit there, and I brought it in, and I told them, well, the motherboard's bad. They go, okay, well, it's still under warranty. No problem. They go ahead. They call the company up, and they say, all right, we'll send one of the techs out. You know, we got people in that area that'll come out and do it. They came out. All he did was replace the motherboard. The software had to be reinstalled.
Well, and all the new drivers and all the new everything else.
Yeah. Right.
We don't touch that.
Right.
The Windows was still
you
broken.
You brought a hardware warranty.
But because the the Windows was messed up, I knew that. But because of the bad motherboard, I couldn't correct anything. The thing kept recycling. I said, the motherboard's got to be replaced. So they came in, replaced the motherboard only.
And walked away.
But it's still not booting. Sorry, that's the software. You got to reload Windows. We don't cover that.
Yep.
And they're getting all torqued off. Bring it back in. I'll correct it.
It'll cost you.
But it's going to cost you, yes. But that should be under the warranty. I said, that's a discussion you got to talk with the other folks at that other company.
Right. They don't have the warranty with you. Mm. Warranty doesn't mean you can bring it anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, I've had a few think so. Well, aren't you guys all the same work? You know, you're all computers. It says,
well, you get
NRIPC, not this company.
We've had people get caught by store warranties because Apple sells an extended warranty, and we are Apple warranty providers, so
right.
we can use the Apple warranty. If you get a store warranty,
right,
that
doesn't
count.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. Yeah, I mean, you know, folks have to be careful, and especially with the holiday season coming up. I mean, you know, this is why we're telling you folks, tell a friend. Because right now, if you're into computers, and most families, you know, minimum one computer, most of them have two and three.
Right.
If you're going to need this holiday advice, I strongly, you know, tell you, tell a friend, tune into Soundbites, because over the holiday season, for you new listeners out there, we kind of guide you through the whole holiday season, different things that you want to look for, other things that are cool, other things to avoid. We try to help you
right.
avoid those stumbling blocks, because as computer gurus that we are, we like to play with it, break things, and maybe guide you or save you a few bucks.
Yep.
There's a story going around some of the Apple service providers about a national service chain. And, okay, maybe they don't know that much about Macs, but they went to install RAM in a customer's new Mac. They put it in the PCI slot.
Get out.
Excellent.
Now, even if they weren't familiar with Macs, they should know what a PCI slot looks like. They should know what a RAM slot looks like.
How did they get it to fit in there?
Pushed. Really
hard.
Oh,
you can make it happen.
Yeah. And the shocking thing is
I watched a guy put his USB, just like I have now, my network port, my RJ45 jack.
Yeah. If you push hard enough, that USB goes into the
network. The USB will go into that network port. It doesn't do a nice thing in there, but it works, and I've seen people do it.
Yeah. The really shocking thing is this didn't blow the motherboard.
I'm shocked.
With all the, you know, the metal pins on the RAM contacting the PCI pins.
Well, I had a client had a brand new computer. Literally was 3 days old. Somebody came and set it all up for him, and he wanted to have some stuff installed. So he brought it over to us, and we said, yeah, no problem. We'll move the stuff all over. Well, he didn't know on the back of the video, where they hook up the video, those little thumb screws, that you have to turn those to undo them. He was trying to pull it off. He literally, pretty strong, literally ripped the connector on the motherboard for the video off.
Yeah, that probably wasn't good.
And he goes, well, can you resolder this? I go,
no.
No. He goes, what do I do now? I says, you got to call
the guy who
was
the muscle boy there and get him
and
to
tell
deal
with them that, you know, here's what happened.
Well, that's accidental abuse. That's not warranty.
Nobody's going to cover that.
Yeah.
It fell off.
I mean, the whole faceplate, everything was just ripped. You could see it just. That's one heck of a lot of force.
Now, let me ask you, if you have to use that much force on a computer, don't you think you stop for a minute and say, there's probably more going on here?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to pull that hard.
Maybe, but I'm not sure that I would do that first.
You got to pull hard enough to get it off, but not so hard to break it.
Yeah, right. He apparently missed that line.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're done with Uncle Dave for another week here. Kiddies, why don't you rinse out your hot cocoa mugs, get your footy jammies off, and if we can get that tranquilizer into them, we're going to put Uncle Dave on the shelf for another week. All right, that's our Uncle Dave rant for the week. And it was a pretty long one. It was a pretty good one. So, but, yeah, let's go
Well,
go
we
back.
Skipped a week. Was it last week? Yeah, or the week before, because Rob... that's what he pulled, you know, I was going to do it in the second hour, and he came and scared me doing work on the board.
Yep. All right, here's a cool thing, though. Just in time for the holiday shopping season, Google unveiled on Thursday a new search engine service designed specifically for e-commerce sites. Google released Google Commerce Search, which includes features like spell check, synonym sorting, and parametric search, and is aimed to serve as the search engine on websites of retailers and other companies of all sizes. We're excited to bring Google Commerce Search to market in time for the holidays, said Dave Girard, president of Google Enterprise, in a statement. To date, the technology powering retail website stores has not kept pace with innovation in search. Google Commerce Search will help customers find accurate results extremely fast to the benefit of retailers and customers alike. Ezra, an analyst with Technology Business Research, Inc., said it's a bit of an odd move for Google. Well, Google tries a lot of things and have been trying to make its way in the enterprise with Google Apps, but this is aimed at a vertical e-commerce vendors. It does seem odd. It doesn't seem strategic to me. Google's main search rival, Microsoft's new Bing engine, I'm not sure I would call them a rival, but all right, has been making online shopping one of its top focuses. And while some would see Google Commerce Search as a way to fend off Bing's e-commerce efforts, Google is going after the retailer while Bing is going after the actual shopper. This may be an attempt to head off something they expect Microsoft to do, added Gotthile. Jim Murphy, is an analyst with AMR Research, said this could be beneficial to e-tailers since many of them are dissatisfied with their product search capabilities. Birkenstock USA, for example, has already started using commerce search on its retail site, according to Google. So do you feel the need for yet another search engine when shopping online? Give us a call and let us know what you think. 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Coincidentally, those are also the numbers you call to make your pledge. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We are well into our second hour. We've had exactly one pledge, and I know there's more of you than one person out there listening. At least, please God, I hope so. If you have not made a pledge, please think about doing so. If you have made a pledge, feel free to contribute more. We're always willing to up your pledge level. But for those of you who have not pledged, those of you who are waiting for someone else to do it, it's time to stop waiting. They have already done it. It is your turn. Give us a call, 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Of course, securely online at jazz901.org. We really don't want to have to come back next week and do this again.
And we're taking computer questions also.
But we really don't want to have to do this again next week. We want you to call in and get us the heck off of this pledge nonsense. Pledge the money.
Make
it's only
happy.
$5,000 left. It's all that's left. You can help us get to that goal by calling 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or pledging securely online at jazz901.org. Don't wait for somebody else to do it because they've already done it. It's your turn. Mm-hmm. Step up to the phone. Takes less than a couple of minutes. I know you're way too important or way too good or way too something to make a pledge, but you're not. Give us a hand. Help us out. Prove to the folks here that, in fact, we were a good move for them, that they did the right thing by making us part of the Jazz 90.1 family. And it's time for you to step up to the plate as one of our family members and do your part. We're going to take a quick break while you make that call. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, the answer to your computer questions on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Preferred Photography, specializing in family photography, including portraits and weddings. For more information, you may call 544-5156, 544-5156, or on the web at www.pphotoinc.com. That's www.pphotoinc.com.
Ready to transform yourself from a listener to a member? Call 966-5299 and make your pledge now to Jazz 90.1. That's 966-JAZZ. or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
I'm Steve Wozniak, and you're listening to Soundbites.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by the following underwriter support.
Chicago, the musical. See it live at the Auditorium Theater November 10th through the 15th. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. Chicago, the musical, hotter than ever.
Hey, this is Rip Savage. Join me tonight for Fusion, 10 p.m., right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 22 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. Okay, I can't help it. That bump by Steve Wozniak always tickles me. Hey, listen, you got all your buddies over at Astronomicon. Get them to record bumps.
Good idea. I'll have to do that.
You have to do that. You got
do
to,
we have the link for the webcam up on our site?
We somewhere. Should.
Yeah, because my wife was just texting me. And goes, where are you guys?
It's on the links list, at least. I don't know. Nick was going to put it on the front page, but I don't know if it made it that far.
In case folks really want to get scary and see us live here in the studio, we do each week, so folks know. Instead of just hearing our voices, you can actually go to the links, and we have a link to the webcam. And you can see the back of my head and the front of the two gentlemen in front of me.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Usually I see my backside, the best side.
I don't know that it's on there.
No, it's not there anymore.
I'll have to look. Oh. I'll have to put it up there again.
Okay.
But, sorry about that.
/showcam.php, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Soundbites.org/showcam, showcam.php.
Yeah, I'll have to
put
the link
in the forums.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, Mozilla is running out the newest version of its open source email application, Thunderbird 3, in mid-November. Supposedly, Mozilla made over 2,000 improvements to the platform, although users are most likely to notice its more top-line features such as filtered search and tabbed email. Thunderbird 3 is compatible with Windows, Mac OS 10, and so many Linux platforms. As with Firefox 3.1, Thunderbird 3 is built on the Gecko 1.9.1 rendering engine, lending the email platform the same security enhancements and web standard support as the browser. Also on the security front, Thunderbird will notify users of security updates and then automates the download and installation process. Features in Thunderbird 3 features that are new in Thunderbird 3 include filtered search. As with the majority of email services, Thunderbird 3 allows users to search their email for particular terms. Thunderbird's search results page offers a variety of filters so that users can further pinpoint the exact email they need, as well as a timeline showing how often a particular search term has occurred. They get tabbed email. Taking a page from Firefox and other browsers, Thunderbird 3 offers the ability to load emails onto separate tabs as opposed to opening new windows in the process, reducing desktop clutter. Some people will prefer separate windows, of course. Others will prefer the tabs, and you get to choose. One-click address book. Clicking on the star icon next to an incoming message will send the email sender's data to the address book and the new mail account setup wizard. Mozilla has attempted to streamline the setup process by limiting the amount of information that new users will have to input. Instead of requiring that the user input IMAP, SMTP, SSL, TLS settings, Thunderbird 3 will attempt to detect those automatically. On top of that, Thunderbird 3 will include a streamlined message archiving system, smart folders that allow users to view emails from multiple accounts without needing to sign into those accounts, an add-ons manager for customization, and deeper integration with Gmail. Do you use Thunderbird? What do you think of it? Give us a call. 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, those are also the numbers that you use to pledge for us. That's 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, securely online at jazz901.org. Please pledge now, just like Ed did. We've got Dave and Ed. So far, two pledges this show. That's kind of depressing. I would have expected more of a Soundbites listener, but that's what we got. And thanks to both Dave and Ed for pledging. Thank you for becoming the newest members of the Jazz 901 family. We are both honored and humbled that you care so much about the show and are willing to express your thanks monetarily to keep this show on the air and to keep this station on the air. They don't need a lot of money, but they need what they need, and we're just $5,000 short of our goal. Unless, of course, either Dave or Red actually pledged $5,000, which I think Dave would have mentioned if they had. Mm-hmm. We didn't hit the bell. One for Dave, one for Ed. One more? There you go.
Yeah.
So thanks to both of you for your generous support of this station. So that's two more of you who are hiding in the background and pretending that it was okay to let somebody else do it. It's time for the rest of you to crawl out from under your rock and make that call. 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, securely online at jazz901.org. We're waiting for your call. Listen, I love to watch Dave scramble, trying to answer the phone and talk to us and run the board and do everything else. You people need to be providing me with some much needed amusement. So make that call now. 966.
And you notice though, since I've done this too,
your pants are loosening up. 966 Jazz, 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. If you want to see Dave squirm and me laugh. Or, of course, you can always pledge securely online at jazz901.org and give Dave a break. So far, we've got two people who wanted to see Dave squirm and nobody who wants to give Dave a break. If you want to give Dave a break, pledge now, jazz901.org, if you want to see Dave squirm. And it's on the webcam, 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Let me talk for just 1 minute to those of you who are listening to this later in the week by podcast. It is not too late for you to become a member. Every single week, we bring you 2 hours of sound bites. We don't ask you to pay for it. Unlike so many other places, our podcasts are free, and that's happening on a server that I paid for, and I'm not asking you to pay for that. But what we are asking you to do is show your support for this station. If you're listening to this podcast and you're not a member of Jazz 901, then you really need to think about becoming a member. And even though it's the middle of the week, even though it's 4 a.m. wherever you are, you can still pledge online at jazz901.org. It's a secure pledge. It takes less than 2 minutes. And in the comments section, tell them it's for sound bites. It will be counted. Believe me, it will be counted. Please, please do us this favor. I'm begging you. We only come and ask for money a couple of times a year. Somehow, and I realize the way the world is right now, I get all of that. But that's not the important part. We're not asking you to provide the whole $5,000. Although if you do, Rob will cut your lawn and we will supervise. But we are asking that we're making all these pledges
for
Rob. But we are asking that you make whatever pledge you can make. If you pledge at a specific level, you get there's a thing you can get, T-shirt, whatever that happens to be. But if you pledge at any level above above $35, you get the member card, which gives you discounts at all kinds of manufacturers all over the place. But whatever level you can afford to give, all we're asking is that you make that show of support so that Rob knows, the station knows, and we know that you appreciate the fact that we're back on the air and we come here 52 weeks out of the year unless Christmas and New Year's fall on a Saturday. We are here every single Saturday to provide you with news and views and stuff you can lose and things to amuse. And all we ask is that a couple of times a year we come to you and make this pledge, and we hope that you will reciprocate, stand up, become the newest member of member-supported Jazz 90.1. Make us all proud. If you're listening and you're not a member, you're probably a little angry right now or a little squirmy right now. It doesn't cost a lot of money to get rid of that anger, get rid of that shame, and become a member. 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll-free 1-800-790-0415, and, of course, securely online at jazz901.org.
Well, like we said, all the benefits of being a member. You know, I mean, you're one, getting the card that gets you the discount. There's the tax write-off. The free computer advice. Like Nick has stated before, what you would pay and just, you know, bringing it to, you know, any of the stores around here to get your computer fixed, we offer you every Saturday 2 hours of free information. And in return, twice a year, we come to you and say, you know, we need your help. You know, so we're not asking for, you know, the complete 5,000, but, you know, every little bit helps.
And that's all we're asking is that you do your part. And in the meantime, we'll be here every week, whether you paid or not. We'll be here to do what we can to make your computing experience easier and simpler and just a little bit happier. So if you would give us a call, that would be great. And Dave's on the phone right now taking a pledge. Thank you. Thank you, whoever this is about to be. We're thanking you even before you finish making the pledge. So in the meantime, I'll just babble on. Well, nice weather we're having. And it is actually a gorgeous day today compared to what I thought it was going to be. It's not bad at all. But now, Steve, tell us about the Mighty Mouse. We know there are some problems with it recently.
Yeah, Apple's new Mighty Mouse, which is really cool in its
if it worked, it would be really
concept,
cool.
Yeah. The entire surface of the mouse is a touch-sensitive surface. So the physical buttons we're used to on a mouse are basically not there. It uses sensors to do your left click and right click, but also to do your scrolling. So you can use one finger to scroll up, down, left, right, and even rotational scrolling. And you can use two fingers to do page swipes. So in your word processor, in your web browser, two fingers will go to the previous page, two fingers go to the next page. So it's a really neat option, and it's features they've built into the trackpads on their newest laptops. They've now put on the mouse for the desktop users to have this neat touch surface. There have been some problems with some of the mice reported, where it will lose its Bluetooth connection, and there's a couple of issues with scrolling speed tends to drop off for some reason. There is a software update Apple has released for the wireless mouse, and hopefully that's going to be taken care of some of these issues. But it's the first generation of a new product.
Right, always a problem. And of course, then the users have to get used to the way it works because it's a different paradigm.
Right, it's not you still have the left and right clicks like normal mice have, but the extra scrolling features are something new to play with.
If you're on the line, hang on. Dave can only take one call at a time. Please don't hang up. He'll get to you in just a moment. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
So it's a new product. It looks really cool. It's really low and sleek. Swiping takes a little bit of getting used to because you have to use enough pressure for the swipe to take effect, but not so much pressure you actually move the mouse.
Now, does it do the multi-touch interface like the iPhone?
It does pinching and all that nonsense? I don't think it does pinch and zoom.
Next generation will. It's a matter of creating the software on the other side as well.
Yep, putting it in the other computers, too.
Sure. And that's a problem, of course. One of the things that Apple has always prided itself on is consistency of interface across all its models. And now there's really two interfaces. There's the iPhone interface and the Mac OS X interface, because one is strictly touch and right. Pinch and zoom and things, and the other is with a mouse. So if you can put the pinch and zoom and stuff on the mouse itself, now you've got consistency of interface again.
Yep. Yeah, it currently does not do the pinch and zoom that the iPod Touch does, but does do screen zoom. The computers have had a screen zoom function for a while that if you hold the control, the max, I should say, if you hold down the control key and then do the scroll on your mouse, the scroll wheel, you can do a hardware pan and zoom. So that also now works using the scrolling feature of the mouse.
All right. We got another pledge here. We've got James from Rochester pledged, and he also had a question for us. And
I
told him, while I'm answering these other phone calls, you would explain to him. He wants to know about damn small Linux and how to get the files down and make a bootable CD so that he can boot to damn small Linux.
Oh, easy enough. What he's talking about, Damn Small Linux, is a very, very small version of Linux, as it says, that's designed to run on very old computers, or very small computers. I have successfully installed it on a computer with 16 meg, and I don't know if that's the smallest it goes, but it does do that. Now, you can get that. You can go to damnsmalllinux.org and download all the stuff that you need, and that will give you the stuff we're talking about. You can then burn that to CD or whatever. You can also go to pendrivelinux.com, pendrivelinux.com, and actually buy Damn Small Linux on a USB pen drive, a thumb drive, and that will let you make a much easier install. But Damn Small Linux is one of the many versions of Linux that's available. It's designed for older and slower devices. I have seen it on everything from a tiny little machine to a bigger machine. This guy's got a question. Is that what you're saying? All right. But first, thank you. Thank you very much, James, for your membership. To become a member of Jazz 90.1 to us is a big deal, and we want to thank you so much for that. And have fun with Damn Small Linux, because it's a great little product. We'd also like to thank Big Sam in Atlanta, Georgia, who became a member. Big Sam, all the way down in Atlanta, Georgia, thus proving that you don't have to be in Rochester, New York, to make a pledge to Jazz 90.1. So, Big Sam, thank you very much. And to friend of the show, Dolores, down in Lima, God bless you, Doris. She has become a member of Jazz 90.1, and we could not possibly be prouder. We already are proud of Dolores. We love Dolores, and the fact that she has become a member is just a lovely thing. And we have on the line Steve, who's already a member. Where are you calling from, Steve?
I'm in Greece. You know us. We always come to your live things. And
oh, yes. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing great. And people, give them a little help. Send in some money.
That's what I'd like to hear.
I don't care.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyway,
Steve,
my question,
this is it, everybody. We have our members begging you to become members.
That's right.
Join the club. Drink the Kool-Aid. Be a member. Thank you, Steve. What's your question?
Okay, now this may be my own fault, because what I did earlier in the week was not only did a Windows update come in, but I uninstalled an old copy of Norton. I hadn't rebooted right away. Now, what happened yesterday, this is my computer at work, so it's not in front of me right now. We only have one computer there, and I'm in charge of it, so I'd like to fix it. Okay, so what happened yesterday morning, I'm looking through some commercial sites for some particular kind of product we need, and all of a sudden Firefox just disappears. Now, I was busy for a while after that. I came back. I tried to restart Firefox. Didn't want to come back. And also some scheduler items hadn't run.
Yeah.
So, okay, I tried. I said, okay, we'll reboot, and that'll do it. So it gets as far. It goes through. It's Windows XP. It gets through the first Windows XP screen with the little progress indicator thing at the bottom. It goes out, the screen goes blank, the pointer comes up on the screen, but otherwise the screen is blank, and that's as far as it goes. It won't even start in safe mode past that point. It's like, it looks like maybe that's the point where it loads Explorer, the desktop program.
Yeah.
And nothing. So I did try to use the install disk. You know how I haven't
install Windows over Windows.
Yeah. Now, I haven't done this with XP before, so I'm a little baffled. It gets to the point where you can do it, and it says either install a new copy or try to repair. The so-called repair console only gets me to a command prompt. At least it gives me a command prompt, but I'm not really sure what to do from there.
In the command prompt, you type commands to reinstall specific files from the installer disk.
Okay, I can try that.
You have to know what specific files
exactly.
are corrupted to replace, right? There's a second screen.
If you don't accept
either of those options, there's a continue. Which should then let you install Windows over Windows.
Right, because
oh, there is a continue because I didn't see it. The only when I tried to like where it says install a fresh copy, it says you're installing another version of Windows over your operating system you have, or you know, next to apparently your operating system you have now,
it may
interfere. So I didn't know what to do at that point.
It may be that your Windows is too corrupted to install Windows over Windows, and it has to go in as a new copy.
Whoa. Okay.
Because you should see that option.
I mean, well, it'll lose my settings and everything.
Everything. It'll lose all your data, all your settings, everything.
Well, it doesn't lose your data. It just doesn't know it's there.
Well, not
because you get a new.
Well, yeah.
You get a brand new
settings because it's operating from a different registry.
Right. You get a brand new registry, so it doesn't know any programs you've got installed or any settings you've made. But your data files will still be there. You can reinstall your programs to get those programs back, but it will, in essence, have forgot everything else that's there.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, well, nice music anyway.
Thanks anyway, Steve. I'm sorry. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, the newest member of Jazz901.org who's on the phone, and all of you at member-supported Jazz 90.1. We are Soundbites.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll-free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Soundbites, celebrating 20 years.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by the following underwriter support.
Chicago, the musical. See it live at the Auditorium Theater November 10th through the 15th. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. Chicago, the musical, hotter than ever.
Ready to transform yourself from a listener to a member? Call 966-5299 and make your pledge now to Jazz 90.1. That's 966-JAZZ. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Professional Instant Press, a copy, fax, print center serving Monroe, Wayne, and Ontario counties. Professional Instant Press offers offset printing, binding and collating, digital copies, executive stationery, color business cards, placket mounting, custom forms and resumes, design, screen printing, and embroidery. Professional Instant Press now carries print-on-demand invitations and also Birchcraft and Encore for weddings and other special events. Professional Instant Press, a positive printing experience. In the Lyle Mount Reed Plaza, 254-7275, 254-7275.
Greetings, this is Mike Kincaid. Please join me for Foreground Music, Sundays 3 to 5 p.m. on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. I like that music. It's very stirring. And on the line, Joe, we have the newest member of Jazz 90.1, Sal. Where are you calling from, Sal?
From Fairport.
Fairport, New York. What can we do for you? What?
Your bank killing me, so I had to join.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Glad we wore someone down.
You wore me down. Wore me down.
Now when I'm begging, you can feel smug.
Just take 1% of the things you've bought for your iPhone.
Right?
Cover your whole.
Yeah, our whole annual operating budget. Yeah.
I just called to harass Steve. It's actually Magic Mouse.
Right? Magic Mouse. I know.
Yeah.
Mighty Mouse was the old one.
Yeah.
And
it's my fault. I called it the Mighty Mouse. I couldn't render with something.
And it's ironic because there's the Mighty Mouse cartoon. So
right.
Apple got permission.
Here we come. I come to save the day.
Yeah, Apple got permission from the cartoon company to use the name Mighty Mouse.
Right.
Well, some guy sued both Apple and the cartoon and won that he can use the name Mighty Mouse for computer parts.
How do you sue Terry Toons? They owned Mighty Mouse.
As a cartoon, not as a computer part.
Oh my God!
So his product is a mouse with a antibacterial coating on it. So now Apple had to change the name of the Mighty Mouse. It's now just the Apple Mouse, to go along with all the other Apple Mouse that look completely different.
Right.
So this one is the Magic Mouse.
And somebody
so Penn and Teller pops out. You know?
Yeah. Right.
All right. Well, keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, Sal, and thank you for becoming a member of Jazz 90.1. And hey, you know what? He doesn't have to be alone. You can become a member. It's easy to do. Just call 966-JAZZ. That's 966.
You'd like to see me run around.
Segway, man.
966. We had some good times. Several people became members thanks to each and every one of you. And Dave was, the look in his eye is
cool.
Priceless. And I want to thank you for all the joy you've given me this last few minutes. But keep it up. I need to laugh. You need to help me. Give us a call. 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, but that doesn't get Dave running around. So you need to call now. Dave's just standing there enjoying himself. I don't know that I like that. I don't know that I like that at all. He's relaxing. Look at him. His face isn't red anymore, and he's kind of, he's not breathing hard, and he's just standing there, just, oh, yeah.
No,
just
this
standing.
Is, you know, I love doing that. You know what I mean?
Give us that call, 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415, or securely online at jazz901.org, and become the newest member of Jazz 90.1. Join the Soundbites family, all of whom are members, and we've talked to some of them today, and thanks to each and every one of you. People in Rochester, people in Atlanta, what about all the other cities that are listening securely online? Where are you? Why aren't you calling in? Why haven't you made that call, pledged online, given us a shot at taking your money, and so you can become the newest member of the show? I have no idea. Please call now. In a big concession to users' privacy rights, Google launched what it calls Google Dashboard, a tool which gives Google account holders a single view of all the data associated with their Google accounts. Google Dashboard is being touted as a way for users to, at a glance, see information about their web usage, email usage, and more when they are logged into Google services such as Gmail, YouTube, and Google Calendar. Google provides an overview of the dashboard in a video in its main blog. And Dashboard will let users delete information as well, a move that could help to address privacy concerns that have been raised surrounding Google's collection of so very much data about its users' online habits. On the left-hand side of the screen, Google Dashboard lists the items such as contacts and docs, Gmail, YouTube, and stuff. While on the right-hand side, users can drill down through functions such as edit personal information, share documents, manage chat history. There's also a privacy and security help area. Over the past 11 years, this is from a blog that some Google staffers wrote in a post on Thursday. Over the last 11 years, Google has focused on building innovative products for our users. Today, with hundreds of millions of people using these products around the world, we are very aware of the trust that you have placed in us and our responsibility to protect your privacy and data. Other entities such as Google and even, as Yahoo and even Facebook would be well advised to follow Google's lead with the Google Dashboard and offering people an easy-to-use overview of what information they are sharing with others online. Do you have privacy concerns about Google and your data? Give us a call, 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can also use those numbers to pledge and make Dave work, or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org if you want Dave to relax. So far, overwhelmingly, people want Dave to work. So if you think Dave should relax,
I'm gonna get
pledge
out the lounge
online
chair.
Now.
I'm going to get the lounge chair.
He's relaxing. And we don't want that. So give us a call, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, 800-790-0415. We'll take your calls for computer advice. We'll take your calls for pledge drive. We'll take your calls just because Dave's relaxing, so give us a call. Remember, if you're listening to this as a podcast later in the week, you're out there jogging, you're raking leaves or blowing snow or whatever it is you happen to be doing at the moment, and you're listening online, to the podcast, don't forget, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org and become a member of Jazz 90.1. you got to also remember, tell all your friends. Not everybody knows we're back on the air, so we need you to remind your friends. Big Sam down in Atlanta, I know that he's right this moment making a list of people to call mm-hmm. And let them know about this great radio show. He's a member now. He's not just a passive listener. He's an active member, and he's going to be calling people and telling them, you know, we got this great computer show. You really need to listen to it. But most important, Big Sam became a member. Dolores became a member. Dave and Edward and a whole bunch of other people became members.
Folks.
We appreciate each and every one of you, and I cannot thank you enough. If I could, I'd take you all out to dinner, but my wife would kill me. So, consequently, all I can do is thank you on the air and say that those of you who have not yet become members, you still have a chance. We have not yet reached our goal, which is a very, very, very sad thing to say.
Or, you know, one other thing that I could recommend, you know, re-gifting. Talk about, you know, the memberships and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you know somebody that is a member, you know, or a fan of our show, you can sign up, get the tax deduction. Also, sign them up and get a T-shirt or one of the great sweatshirts or the other stuff that we have in the Soundbites paraphernalia and offer it as a Christmas gift.
Join, if you even join at the lowest level, $35 level, you get the membership card, which is great for discounts. What a great stocking stuffer.
Mm-hmm.
Join in their name, throw that card in the stocking, bingo.
You still get the tax write-off.
They get the gift and everything else.
It's a win-win all the way around.
It's a win-win situation. I don't know why you're not doing it. It's a great idea. It is the season to begin Christmas shopping. Unless, of course, you're my wife and you've already done all your Christmas shopping. She starts, I think, in like January 2nd.
Get out.
No, she's not done. She's not done by a long shot. But she started.
But the thing that is, she's already started, though.
That's exactly right.
Whoa.
But it is certainly, think about this. It is a great idea. If you call now, you will certainly get your prize in time for the holidays. You can wrap that up, put it under the tree. You can stick that card in their stocking, join in someone else's name, join in your own name. We have T-shirts. We have sweatshirts. Dave will be glad to tell you what those gifts are if you call. Or you can, of course, pledge online. And so give us a call. 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299. Or, of course, toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Or securely online at jazz901.org.
We were talking about mice earlier. I just found this.
Isn't that a great mouse?
The OpenOffice mouse. It has 16 buttons on it.
Yep. Specifically for OpenOffice.
For OpenOffice. And works good with games where you might need to, you know, one game to switch weapon or one button to switch weapons, another button to do other things. So if, you know, one of Apple's big things for years was they had a one-button mouse because people get confused by multiple buttons. So now here we take this to the opposite extreme, and we have a 16-button mouse. There's only 16 buttons I can see. I can't see on the other side of the mouse, so there might be more over there.
Yeah, right. All right, our next caller is Fred. Where are you calling from, Fred?
I'm out in Macedon.
Ah, how are things in Macedon?
Nice and warm today. Beautiful day out there.
It is a beautiful day. Are you a member?
No, I'm an ex-DJ from down there, but
we can fix that,
days,
you know.
One of these days.
All right. What can we do for you?
I got a computer that died, and it had a good Windows XP hard drive in it, so I bought another computer. Can I take that hard drive and pop it into this new computer without doing a lot and just turn the thing on and have it run?
No.
Well, the answer to the first half of the question is yes. You can put the drive in the new computer, no problem. Second part, no, it will not run.
And the other thing is if it's an old computer, I'll bet you dollars to donuts,
right.
It's
SATA,
IDE.
SATA versus IDE.
And all the new stuff is SATA.
Right. Although, yeah, depending on the motherboard, you might have both.
Both of these computers have Windows XP. I bought a used one.
Well, it depends on the interface. The older hard drives used an IDE interface, which we now sometimes call PATA, Parallel ATA.
Yep.
The new computers use a SATA interface, Serial ATA, and some of them may not have the old connectors. So there's your first hurdle, is the physical connection.
Yep.
And then, secondly, all of the drivers necessary for the new computer will be completely different than the old computer. Video card, Ethernet, motherboard, everything. So the operating system may not boot because you need to load all the new drivers first. But you can use it as a second hard drive, no problem.
Right. And in addition, changing the motherboard will probably trigger Microsoft to say, oh, yeah, not going to happen. We're not going to install this here because it's probably
piracy issue, yeah.
But so exactly. The short answer is probably not, Fred. Sorry.
Oh, I got to go buy some sort of a power supply or something and run this thing in externally.
Yep, sorry.
Well, you could mount it internally as a second hard drive, no problem. You just probably won't be able to boot from it.
Right. All right, we got to go, Fred. It's the end of the show. I'm sorry. Thanks for calling. We'd like to thank everybody who called in. We'd particularly like to thank, from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to thank all those of you who became members either this week or in the past weeks. We really thank you for your support and the faith you have in us and the faith you have in this station for bringing us. I'm Nick Francesco for Dave Enright and Steve Ray. We'd like to thank you all. This is Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you next week.
Celebrating 20 years on air, Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.